visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the life and mission of the Savior increase your faith in Him and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ, Savior and Redeemer. This is part of a series of visiting teaching messages featuring aspects of the mission of the Savior. Among the most significant of Jesus Christ's descriptive titles is Redeemer, said Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Redeem means to pay off an obligation or a debt. Redeem can also mean to rescue or set free, as by paying a ransom. Each of these meanings suggests different facets of the great redemption accomplished by Jesus Christ through His atonement, which includes, in the words of the dictionary, to deliver from sin and its penalties, as by a sacrifice made for the sinner. Linda K. Burton, Relief Society General President, said, "Heavenly Father sent His only begotten and perfect Son to suffer for our sins, our heartaches, and all that seems unfair in our own individual lives." One woman who had been through years of trial and sorrow said through her tears, "I have come to realize that I am like an old $20 bill, crumpled, torn, dirty, abused, and scarred, but I am still worth the full $20. This woman knows that she was worth enough to God to send His Son to atone for her individually. Every sister in the church should know what this woman knows. From the Scriptures, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 6, Helaman chapter 5, verses 11 through 12, Moses chapter 1, verse 39. From our history, the New Testament includes accounts of women who exercised faith in Jesus Christ, learned and lived His teachings, and testified of His ministry, miracles, and majesty. Jesus said to the woman at the well, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman saith unto Him, "Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not. I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When He is come, He will tell us all things." Jesus saith unto her, "I that speak unto thee am He." She then left her water pot and bore testimony of Him in the city. What can I do? 1. How can we show gratitude to the Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ? 2. How can we partake of the blessings of our Savior's atoning sacrifice in our lives? End of visiting teaching message. The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ, Savior and Redeemer. Read by Jane Wise.